Compare the state of our, we've advanced more than we know. Compare the state of our awareness when Du Bois wrote these words some 55 years ago with where we are today. Consider that while power's grip on our necks has advanced with the technology, so has our understanding of it, as has our means to respond effectively. Quote, in this indictment of the Peace Information Center, I received a severe jolt because, in fact, I found myself being punished before I was tried. This is from the autobiography of W.E.B. Du Bois. In the first place, the Department of Justice allowed the impression to spread that my colleagues and I had in some way betrayed our country. Although the charge was not treason, it was widely understood and said that the Peace Information Center had been discovered to be an agent of the Soviet Union. The white commercial press treated our case either with silence or violent condemnation. The New York Herald Tribune had this editorial, February 11, 1950. Quote, the Du Bois outfit was set up to promote a tricky appeal of Soviet origin, poisonous in its surface innocence, which made it appear that a signature against the use of atomic weapons would forthwith ensure world peace. It was, in short, an attempt to disarm America, unquote. We talked last week about, or mentioned anyway, that the problem with folks who think that it's possible to end war and have peace without any power. We haven't discussed that in the logic of the state, a peace movement disarms it, weakens it, and is therefore almost treasonous, as Du Bois learned to his grief. Continuing, the response of Negroes in general was slow. At first, many Negroes were puzzled. They didn't understand the indictment and assumed that I'd let myself be drawn into some treasonable acts or movements in retaliation for continued discrimination in this land, which I had long fought. They understood this and forgave it, but thought my action ill-advised. Oh, that must have, I shouldn't laugh. But you can imagine how that made him feel. But treating him like he's like an idiot. it's just hard to wrap your mind around this history, this treatment of W.E.B. Du Bois. this man is mighty, masterful. On so many levels, right? And anyway, continuing. The Chicago Defender said, Dr. Du Bois has earned many honors, and it's a supreme tragedy that he should have become embroiled in activities that have been exposed as subversive in the twilight of his years. They make him sound addled, you know? Continuing with Dr. Du Bois, the intelligentsia, the talented 10th. And then this is why I had to speak for my Dr. Du Bois here. It's hard for me to call him W.E.B. because he's so, Zora called him the dean of Negro letters or something like that. And he's just so, he's like this monarch, you know, he's just royal. So it's real hard for me to say W.E.B. Plus it's cumbersome, and particularly for me in my current state. But when I heard these two women, I mentioned last week the reason, what took me to Dr. Du Bois again, it's been many years since I've read him, was getting angry at listening to these two women cite Du Bois as authority for their elitism, referring to him putting forth the notion of some talented tenth who would, you know, like a vanguard of of the masses kind of notion, right? And this was the young Du Bois, you know, and even he didn't frame it the way they were framing it, as some sense of the vast majority being deficient in leadership capacities. It was framed rather in terms of room to maneuver. But in any case, it came back to bite him in the ass, that talented 10th notion. It did. And he's an honest broker. I mean, we need folks like this today who, just as James Baldwin said, you tell the truth even if it means falling on that sword, you know, of the truth. He's an honest man and a brilliant one. The intelligentsia, he says, the talented 10th. Those successful business and professional men were not, for the most part, outspoken. He's given the understatement. We're not, for the most part, outspoken in my defense. As a group, this class was either silent or actually antagonistic. I have belonged to a Negro graduate fraternity for 45 years. Indeed, helped its first formation. In my own New York chapter, I was bitterly criticized. I mean, we can laugh now, but obviously not then. Continuing, I served the NAACP. I mean, keep in mind, he was one of the founders of the NAACP. Served it for 28 years in all, he says. The president of the board of directors said frankly to Shirley Graham, who his wife, they married in the midst of this madness, that undoubtedly the Peace Information Center was supported by funds from the Soviet Union. At a meeting March 12 of the board of directors, it was urged that the board take a position on the indictment. However, the secretary, Walter White, reported that he had talked with Peyton Ford, assistant to the attorney general in Washington, and was told that there was definite evidence of guilt in the hands of the Department of Justice, and that the four associates of Dr. Du Bois could not be prosecuted without prosecuting Dr. Du Bois as well. He was caught up in the sting operation. Oh my God, this is just too hideous. I mean, seriously, you wouldn't believe it if he wasn't really giving this, putting it down in the record. You know, after the fact, it's just hard to wrap your mind around.